KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 39, winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies were called Wednesday to 2405 North Broadway Street in Red Oak for a reported possible incident of theft. Upon further investigation, deputies made contact with 38-year-old Jacob Lynn Derby and 22-year-old Carly Marie Jean Hunter, both of Red Oak. They were arrested for theft in the fifth degree and booked into the Montgomery County Jail, where their cash bonds were set at $300 each. The Bobcat comeback in Iowa continues, and that's led the Iowa DNR to raise the trapping limit in the area where they are most prevalent in the state. DNR wildlife biologist Vince Evelsizer explains the changes.
Up from one Bobcat up to three across the southern three tiers of counties in Iowa. So the bag possession limit is three Bobcats in those counties, while other counties, it's a one Bobcat bag limit.
46 of Iowa's 99 counties are still closed to any Bobcat trapping, stretching from the county next to the western border across central Iowa to the eastern side of the state. Evelsizer said some of those close counties are starting to see more animals.
Bobcat population continues to do well. It's still in expansion mode. So we're happy to see bobcats still expanding into more areas of Iowa from a south to north direction. So right now, kind of the front line for that is northeast Iowa. There's starting to be more bobcats up there.
The bobcat range has already expanded from southwest Iowa northward along the western border.
Places like Boone County, Webster County, they're doing very well up through there, up through the river corridors. And then western Iowa, they now extend all the way up to the South Dakota-Minnesota border in western Iowa. So we're seeing them fill in areas of good habitat throughout our state in a south to north direction.
He says they've taken a conservative approach to the amount of bobcats that can be taken as they've made a comeback. Well, Evelsizer says that it's another case of wildlife success story that they largely did on their own, where they naturally came back to Iowa. They're originally native to Iowa, and they came back over time, according to Evelsizer. And in this case, he said all we did was protect them from the harvest and any other kind of take from the mid-70s up until 2007, where there was a closed season on them. The bobcat comeback has not gone unnoticed among the human residents of the state. There are many confirmed reports of bobcat sightings as their population increased, that in some cases were cats or other animals, in some cases actually were bobcats. Evelsizer said there's still a lot of talk about them. It's really mixed, he said. There are more folks that have seen bobcats than ever. They tend to show up, especially on trail cameras, and some folks will see them in their backyard, walking along the edge, and that sort of thing. Evelsizer says, in general, bobcats are secretive. There's a few places in some towns where they are spotted regularly, but in general, bobcats are a secretive animal that's mostly nocturnal. The bobcat season opens this Saturday and runs through January 31st. The counties where the bobcat limit has been raised from one to three locally include Adair, Adams, Cass, Fremont, Madison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union. The counties that stay at a one bobcat limit include Audubon, Crawford, Dallas, Guthrie, Harrison, Monona, Shelby, Sioux, and Woodbury. The overall season limit for bobcats is three. Atlantic Fire, law enforcement, and medevac ambulance all responded just before 10 a.m. Wednesday to a reported garage fire in the alley at 706 Oak Street. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Paul Wood says, as it turns out, the garage itself was not on fire. Instead, it was a vehicle in the garage.
When we got on scene, the fire was out. We did have fire personnel continue, and they sprayed it down with foam to extinguish, make sure it was completely extinguished.
Wood said the resident was working on the vehicle and he thought there was a fuel leak, and when the man started the vehicle, the fuel ignited. No injuries were reported. Atlantic Police and Cass County Sheriff's deputies assisted at the scene. In our funeral announcements, Richard Chris Jorgensen, age 70, of Council Bluffs, died Saturday at the VA Medical Center in Omaha. A funeral service for Richard Jorgensen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Robert D. Garner, age 76, of Atlantic, died October 3rd. A celebration of life memorial service for Robert Garner will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Chet Cooper, age 83, of Dexter, died Monday. Funeral services for Chet Cooper will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Betty Joyce Mason, age 87, of Walnut, died October 25th. Graveside services for Betty Mason will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. John McFarland, age 62, of Greenfield, died October 24th. A celebration of life gathering for John McFarland will be Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Hotel Greenfield in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Jack Pickham, age 70, of Avoca, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Jack Pickham will be on Monday at 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. Alberta Becker, age 93, of Cumberland, died October 23rd. A celebration of life for funeral service for Alberta Becker will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sharon K. Breckerbaumer, age 80, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life memorial service for Sharon Breckerbaumer will be Monday at 4 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Paul Davis, age 62, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Celebration of life memorial services for Paul Davis are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Lois Jessen, age 84, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Following cremation, a celebration of life memorial service for Lois Jessen will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. The news was brought to you by the Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.